Welcome to this introduction to Stage Kiss, written by Sarah Rule and directed by Blanche McIntyre. The audio-described performance at Hampstead Theatre is on Saturday the 13th of June. There's a touch tour at 12:45, the introductory notes will start in the auditorium at 2:15, and the performance at 2:30pm. The performance runs for approximately 2 hours and 10 minutes, including an interval, and the live audio description will be given by Miranda Yates. Please note, content warnings include references to sex and references to death and illness. There are depictions of kissing and physical intimacy, violence and guns, and some use of strong language. There are moments with sudden loud noises, including gunshots, flashing lights, haze, and the use of herbal cigarettes. Set in the present, Stage Kiss begins with a group of actors rehearsing and performing for a romantic 1930s melodrama called The Last Kiss. At its heart are two actors known only as she and he, both now in their mid-40s, who unexpectedly find themselves cast opposite one another after many years apart. Throughout the performance, we move between the actors' real lives, the rehearsal room, and scenes from the fictional play, with the boundaries between these different worlds becoming increasingly blurred. We begin in a plain, almost empty rehearsal room, about 12 metres wide and 10 metres deep. The black box stage is bare apart from 7 mismatched chairs set facing us in a semicircle towards the front, with a piano set at the back. There's a basement feel to the windowless space, and the scuffed black panels of the rehearsal room floor have a decades-old appearance. As rehearsals develop, elements of the scenery for the melodrama begin to appear, gradually transforming the space into the glamorous world of 1930s Manhattan. One of the first elements to appear in the rehearsal room is a plush red velvet chaise longue. Later, a large section of wall decorated with a geometric pattern of black and gold palms fills the back of the space, and at its centre is a set of tall arch French doors. When the set is fully dressed for opening night, the metal costume rails at the sides of the rehearsal room have gone. The chaise is now prominently in the centre, resting on a large plush red carpet, and there are tall leafy green ferns at the sides, with 2 other walls in the same wallpaper arching over the space to frame the sides. During the interval, this changes dramatically. The 1930s glamour is replaced by a cramped and dingy New York apartment, a little cluttered and chaotic. A sofa bed rests against the bare brick of the right side wall of the apartment, beneath 2 large and grubby curtainless windows, through which a gloomy yellow light spills in. The door into the apartment is on the left towards the front, in another bare brick wall near a kitchenette area, and the door into an unseen bathroom is a little further back with a flimsy curtain pulled across it. There's a company of 7 actors, 3 women and 4 men. In rehearsal scenes, the actors wear contemporary everyday clothing, and as the rehearsal process progresses, costume pieces begin to be worn over the actors' rehearsal clothes, creating an overlap between the actor and their character. She is white and in her mid-40s, with a slim frame, striking blue-grey eyes, and neck-length dyed blonde curly-bobbed hair with dark roots. Her expressive heart-shaped face has high cheekbones and shifts effortlessly between warmth, vulnerability and sharp wit. Arriving for her audition in dark wash jeans and a pink t-shirt, with a thin mid-brown cardigan that finishes mid-thigh, and casual trainers. The character she auditions for in The Last Kiss is Ada Wilcox, a wealthy society woman, and for the premiere she wears a scooped neck sleeveless evening dress in emerald green silk, and her dyed blonde curls are covered by a vibrant red bobbed wig with sculpted waves. Later, she plays a hooker in tight red shorts and bra top, worn with a cropped pale fur jacket, pink tights, and reddish-toned knee-high boots. He is white and in his late 40s and slim, with short dark brown hair that's greying at the temples. His face is long and angular with deep-set eyes. He's sometimes seen reading script wearing dark-framed glasses, and he has a wide, expressive mouth. His thoughtful gaze and slightly rumpled appearance lend him an air of intelligent restlessness. His clothing is casual and a little unkempt. On the first day of rehearsals, he wears an old brown winter coat over jeans and a white t-shirt with a navy artist-type jacket over it and scuffed brown ankle boots. During rehearsals, he adds a cheap navy suit jacket, though by the premiere as Johnny Lowell opposite Ada, He's attired in an immaculate navy pinstripe suit with pale blue shirt and patterned silk tie with polished brogues. Later, he wears dark jeans, a black leather suit-style jacket with a black beret and a red, white and green armband. The director of The Last Kiss is Adrian Swarback, a white man in his 60s with thick, graying neck-length hair, full beard and moustache. He's tall with a slightly stooped gait and a slow, somewhat ponderous demeanour. When we first meet him, he's dressed in a smart casual style, in a burgundy shirt and suede jacket, worn with blue jeans and brown suede lace-up ankle boots. In rehearsals without his jacket, the soft brown waistcoat worn over his shirt is now visible. Kevin, a recent acting graduate of East Asian heritage, is in his early 20s. He has an athletic physique, appearing first in dark jeans and white trainers, with a dark grey sleeveless hoodie that reveals his toned muscular arms. More casually in rehearsals, he wears grey sweatshirt shorts and a navy sports t-shirt. In The Last Kiss, he's pristine in his butler's attire, with a black tailcoat and trousers, with a deep blue waistcoat, stiff white shirt and a black bow tie. Kevin later plays a pimp, but often fills in for the company as their understudy, and what he lacks in talent, he certainly makes up for in commitment and enthusiasm. Ada's husband in The Last Kiss is played by a white man in his 40s, who by the time of the premiere is wearing a bespoke beige double-breasted suit with polished tan lace-ups, his hair side-parted and oiled. The same actor also plays the husband of She, who first wears cream chinos with a pale shirt open at the collar and a navy gilet, later changing to a tailored navy suit. Two younger female actors are the remaining members of the company. Both are in their 20s with pale skin, one with a sharp brown bob, the other with an auburn bob. In rehearsals, both dress casually in a mix of tracksuit and gym gear. The auburn-haired actor plays She's determined and insightful 18-year-old daughter Angela, adding a pair of cropped wide-leg jeans, a blue-striped cropped t-shirt, black jacket, and black lace-up ankle boots. In the melodrama rehearsals, she also plays a maid in a neat black uniform, white apron and headband, and Ada's daughter, Millie. The brunette actor plays He's schoolteacher girlfriend, Laurie, in a simple blue plaid pattern dress and soft suede clogs, her hair centre-parted and clipped back on either side. In the melodrama, she also plays Ada's friend, known as Millicent, in a snug-fitting hat, a patterned blouse, and a straight calf-length skirt. Cast and production credits. She is played by Mayanna Boering. He is played by Patrick Kennedy. The director is played by Rolf Saxon. The husband by Oliver Dimsdale. Laurie and Millicent are played by Jill Winternitz. Angela and Millie are played by Toto Bruin. Kevin, the butler, the pimp and the doctor are played by James Foon. The designer is Robert Innes Hopkins. The lighting designer is Oliver Fenwick. The sound designer is Gregory Clark. Dialect is by Andrea Fudge. The costume supervisor is Josie Thomas. The composer is Grant Olding. Movement, intimacy and fight director is Jarrett Dorr. The writer is Sarah Rule, and the director is Blanche McIntyre. This is the end of the introduction to Stage Kiss at Hampstead Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please contact the box office on 020 7722 9301.